You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
Pele, Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes, fire, and rebirth.
Maeve, Celtic warrior queen and nemesis of heroes.
Kiyohime, Japanese fire-breathing snake demon.
Pesta, Norwegian spirit of the Black Death. Our book, Women of Myth, is a fascinating look at women and femme characters in world mythology, including goddesses, heroines, and monsters. With captivating illustrations by Ringo Award-nominated artist Sarah Richard, it's the perfect gift for the mythology lover in your life, including yourself.
Find Women of Myth wherever books are sold. I'm Jenny Williamson.
And I'm Jen McMenemy. That's me.
All day, every day. And this is Ancient History Fangirl, the end of season edition. Jen, it is the end of season, what are we up to, 11?
Yeah, we just finished our 11th season. I still can't believe the podcast is still running and that we're still here and that I still text Jenny, no matter where I am in the world, at 2 a.m. with some random fact about ancient history. And her first response isn't, why are you waking me at 2 a.m.? Instead, it's like, wow. And it's not even a sarcastic wow. It's a, this just blew my brain.
I do the same thing. It's always so much fun. I have had such a good time this season covering some really cool things like Catholic werewolves and the cult of the severed head, which I've been wanting to do forever, and berserkers, which I've been wanting to do forever as well. It's been a fun season.
Yeah, I mean, Baiae. I was so excited to cover Baiae. I'm still not thrilled that someone thought they got to guest host it, but neither here nor there. Let's not Beetlejuice him, okay? Don't say his name three times.
We did not invite either one of our established hauntings to come on the end of season episode. No.
We did not. But yeah, no, I really loved getting to talk about Baiae and like that we had touched on in the periphery in so many other places throughout the podcast. And to just look at how it worked and what happened and have a volcano involved and now plan my dream trip to snorkel there. Also, I just loved our ridiculous Christmas episode. You know I love a seasonal episode. And the more I dig into the dark and twisted origins of Christmas, the more fascinated I become by just the whole holiday and everything. And the more I'm convinced it's all about fearing the wild hunt. But anyway, that's me.
Well, I loved the Warrior Queens of Nubia episode. I thought that was so fascinating. Wasn't that great? I've been wanting to cover Nubia forever. It's been on my list and it just didn't fit into other stuff we'd been doing. And I finally got it in and I'm so glad I did.
I'm so glad you got it in because that's also another place we've touched on so many times throughout the podcast, but haven't had the chance to really dive into. So having this really free-for-all odds and sods season has meant we were able to like go and revisit places that usually thematically need to link to something. But going to Nubia and finding out so much more about those warrior queens, oh, what a highlight of this entire year, not just this season.
Yeah, absolutely. We also had some really great interviews this season, and the original plan was to put up the interviews mostly on an off day, like a Tuesday, and put narrative form episodes up on Thursdays, but we wound up needing every single one of those episodes to go up on a Thursday, so this season, as much as I loved the topics we got to cover, there was a lot we did not get to just because we had certain limitations this season that we were not anticipating. I know that we were going to cover Lady Werewolves. We were going to cover a few other things that just didn't make it in that are going to have to go in next season. So sorry about that, but I still think it was a pretty good season.
I totally agree. It was a little bit of a shorter season. And we knew that was going to be the case because we went straight from our last season with about a 2-week break into our new season. Just because we didn't want to take any more time off. We were so excited to be back and to be bringing you these stories. And, well, we've had a good news, bad news kind of year. And I'm going to let Jenny lead with the good news.
I got a book deal, which is, oh my God. It feels unreal.
Congratulations, Jenny. I'm so proud of you. I hope everyone at the podcast, you've heard Jenny talk about this book many times. Raise a glass or whatever you cheer with and celebrate. Jenny has finally sold her Alaric of the Visigoths book.
This is my dream. I've been working on this book since before we started the podcast. I basically taught myself how to write a book using this book, and it took me forever because I was teaching myself. And I worked on it for years, and I finally got it to a point where I felt it was okay, and we were at a point in our lives where, you know, the Women of Myth book led to us meeting our agent, and she really liked the first 50 pages of my book and the first 50 pages of Jen's book. And now we are on our way. So that is so exciting. I cannot wait. I really hope you guys love the book. It's going to be called, at this point, the title is Enemy of My Dreams. I picked that title when I was out at drag brunch with a friend of mine, and I kind of thought that at some point somebody would suggest changing it to something, I don't know, more lyrical or better in some way, but everyone seems to like the title, so as far as I know, that's what we're going with. We'll let you know if it changes. But anyway, yeah, I got a book deal, and I've been working on my first preliminary edits, and those have been really taking up a lot of my time. And I've just been trying to focus on that, but also keep the podcast going. So that's been what I've been doing and what I will be doing in the near future, and probably for the next year, really.
And I'm so excited for Jenny, and I cannot wait until the book is out. I will plaster it all over our social and my social and shout to the heavens about this book because it deserves all of that and more.
I will say that we're planning to release the smut somewhat on our Patreon. Jen and I both have plans to read some sex scenes on our Patreon. If you're into that, consider joining.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so on my side, it's been more of a mixed bag a couple of months for me. If you follow us on social, I'm sure I've said it on the podcast, I broke my ankle. So I've spent the last few weeks a little bit constrained. I have another 2 weeks as of recording in my boot, and then I'll be moving into a different type of lace-up cast. And my mobility is starting to return, which is great. But I vastly didn't anticipate how debilitating breaking my ankle was going to be, how I was going to feel, what the recovery would be like. I know eagle-eyed people have noticed I'm in the States, I'm on my own, and it has been it's been a challenge. And I'm very grateful for my family who've really been there to help me out as much as they can. I also got bronchitis and was out for about a week with bronchitis, and then I had a death in the family. So it's not been the same highs, but I'm very lucky to have the support of my friends and my family and even my husband, who's still currently in England, and a small little dog. So that is the downside. But as Jenny mentioned, it's not all bad news. I also have had to step back a little bit because my agent really liked the first 50 pages of my book, and she's pushing me to finish the book as soon as possible. So I've had to sort of jiggle things around. I'm hoping to be done in the next month or so. And I'm hoping that that will go somewhere. It's my dream. You know, I'm telling this one of the stories of my heart. It is a retelling of the story of Dionysus and Ariadne across from antiquity through to the modern day, across different lifetimes. And if you love my history, then you'll know that I'm going to be moving into all the places Dionysus was, including the Spartacus Revolution and other places throughout history.
Jen's book is a heartbreaking tale of love and death and rebirth and the story of how love destroys us and destroys the world and remakes it. And it's just absolutely stunning. And I'm so excited to read the whole thing. I've read snippets of it. Everybody should be excited about it. I cannot wait.
Thank you, Jenny. And my other project, because I'm ADHD and you know I've got two projects that I also have to take a little time to finish because my agent's super excited about, is the smutty one. Not that my Dionysus and Ariadne won't have some smut in it. I mean, it's Dionysus. But it won't have as much smut as the romance novel I'm working on about a professional wrestler named Ares Thrax. Oh, yes. Yes, his name is Ares. And our main character who's thrust into this world when she's trying to work on a story about him. And it is very smutty. I have written a very smutty edging scene that will be read and released on our Patreon. So if you want to know what that scene would look like, you know where to find me. I'm a massive fan of romance writers like Emily Rath and Tessa Bailey and Olivia Dade. They are my go-to when I just need to escape the terrors of the modern world or my own personal life. And this is my love story to them as well.
Yeah, Jen is going to release the smut. If you would like to hear both of our sex scenes at some point, our Patreon is patreon.com/ancienthistoryfangirl. We have not yet released the smut on our podcast to this degree. Get ready.
No, this is really smutty. If you thought like Jenny's Aphrodite cold opens were smutty, this is going to blow all of that out of the water.
So yeah, so that is what's going on. I mean, the big news is the book deal. And that is going to affect our plans for next season.
Yeah, so we have been so excited to be a once-a-week podcast. It's been amazing. And we're not stopping the podcast. We're not pausing the podcast. The podcast will continue. But unfortunately, we are not making enough money for the amount of hours that we're putting in. And that means we've had to make some tough decisions because I need this money to pay my rent. I need podcast work to pay my rent. So as a result, we will be keeping the podcast going. We're just going to change the format a little bit. What that means is we're going to go back to our original roots. We're going to go back to having one new episode on the podcast every 2 weeks. So we'll be a fortnightly podcast, which is how we began as a podcast. However, some of what we're covering next season, it might tie into some stuff we've already talked about. And when that happens, we will be adding some re-releases.
We might do some re-releases on the off weeks. We're going to experiment a little bit with this because we still do need the revenue.
We may add some textual stuff just so you know why it's showing up in your feed. Because we have a super exciting season 12 planned for you. I'm so excited for this season, Jenny. Do you want to tell them what it is?
So Jen and I are going to cover the seven wonders of the ancient world, which is so exciting. We've been wanting to do this forever. What we're going to do is cover the official seven wonders of the ancient world. You know, like I think it's like the pyramids and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and a few others. I forget what they are, but I will know all about this by the end of this season. And then after that, we're going to pick seven more wonders that we choose ourselves that are non-Greco-Roman that also we feel should be included. And that number seven might vary depending on how far into the season we get and the timing and our workloads and stuff. So it might turn out to be like five wonders or six wonders or something, but we're going to shoot for seven. And that's what we're going to do next season. We're really psyched about this. And we think it's going to be great. And it's going to give us an opportunity to not only dive into some well-trodden paths like the pyramids, for example, but also some things that we didn't know anything about and expand our knowledge from there into non-Greco-Roman wonders. So that's the plan. And there are episodes in our back catalog that cover amazing ancient cities and buildings and ruins and things that might qualify as a non-original wonder of the ancient world as well. And those will probably be ones that we're re-releasing throughout the year as well, if we wind up doing that, which again, like this is going to be a little bit experimental. We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah. And we're so excited to really delve into the seven non-official ancient wonders, the ancient history fangirl, ancient wonders of the world, because there's so many things that we've come across in our research that was not when the original list was done. And that list is very Eurocentric that weren't included. And Jenny and I were both like, oh my goodness, we have to include this.
Yeah. So like we're going to delve into, you know, the definition of a wonder. What do we call a wonder? Is it always buildings and statues? Can it be other things?
Can it be a technological advance? Can it be something like a boat or a wheel?
We want to really get creative with what we consider wonders as well, and we're looking forward to that. And we're going to do that while we're editing our books and writing our books and getting those ready for publication. It's going to be a really exciting year.
Our Patreon, while we scale back on the main feed, is going to become more important than ever. That support that we get from our patrons is literally what's going to keep us going.
Yeah, please support our Patreon. It is patreon.com/ancienthistoryfangirl. And our plan is to be more frequent and regular on our Patreon and keep up the pace there more.
Yeah, our plan is to be much more active on the Patreon because that is what will be helping us pay the bills. So we plan to continue to release at least one new minisode a month over there.
Potentially two, depending, or drunk myths or exclusive interviews. Videos we tend to do at the $10 level. The Release the Smut episodes will probably be at the $10 level.
And maybe some sneak peeks into what we're working on. I don't know. It depends on how much you guys like that kind of stuff. So that is going to be where we're going to be more active, but we're still going to be on all of social. We're not going anywhere. We're just scaling back the frequency of new episodes because I know we've talked about this a lot. Each new episode is anywhere between 8 to 12 hours of research, and then it's several hours of writing. Then it's recording, and then it's editing. It is like writing a term paper or more to be prepared and aired once a week. That's a full-time job. And both of us have been keeping up that pace for about, 2 years now? And we were hoping we would see financially that this was viable for us to move forward and that we'd be able to scale back other work, but that hasn't been the case. What we plan to do now with the podcast is follow a model similar to our friends over at Queen's or the Explorers, where we will have our seasons. When we're in seasons, you will see us every 2 weeks. We'll be on social. I might have some more time and creativity to make some fun memes and interact a bit more. It should be a good time. We may even do some TikToks.
Or maybe not, really.
Or maybe not. I said maybe. I didn't say we would. But I do think that next year is going to be super exciting. And even though you might hear us a little less frequently on the main feed, you'll still hear us a lot on the Patreon and you'll still hear us while we're in season.
We're going to have to play a lot of things by ear and we're going to probably be more flexible with things next year than we have been in the past. But we're really excited about this new phase and we really hope you guys come along with us. We will be telling you guys any relevant developments about book things, and we will be more frequent on the Patreon, so if you do want to get episodes from us once a week, that's going to be more the pace on the Patreon.
We'll still be doing the same well-researched and well-crafted episodes as we move into a slightly different phase for Ancient History Fangirl. We're both committed to you, our listeners, to this podcast, to getting to find and unearth these incredible stories from ancient history. So we really hope that you join us and come along for the next iteration.
We're still here. We're still doing the podcast. I couldn't really imagine ever stopping the podcast. We've been twice a month before, and it was fine. So we're going to do it again. It'll be fine. Maybe we'll go back to once a week someday. Anything's possible.
Thank you so much for your support. We hope that you will continue to support us on our new journey and our new season. And as always, because we are ending a season, we're going to be going on a brief hiatus.
Yeah, so our hiatus this time is going to be a little on the longer side. It's going to start January 1st, and it's going to go until March 15th. So the Ides of March is when we start up again.
And the Ides of March, it will be the 6th year anniversary of our podcast launching. So it is quite an auspicious day for us.
It is. Not an auspicious day for Julius Caesar, but it is an auspicious day for us. And we have not actually, as of the day that we record this, talked about what we're re-releasing while we are on hiatus. It will be a surprise to you and a surprise to us at this point.
So have a wonderful end of the year. We hope that 2023 has been a good one for you. And we are so looking forward to seeing you in the new year with new stories and really getting into what makes something a wonder.
Exactly. What is a wonder of the ancient world exactly? Because there's so many wonderful things about the ancient world. So what is a wonder? That's one of the things we're going to be thinking about. And we will get back to you on that. Because right now, I'm not really sure. But I probably will have a strong opinion by halfway through.
Absolutely. So for now, cheers and see you in the new year.
Yo, Saturnalia.
Yo, Saturnalia.